Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior at the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching today is entitled, Being the Message.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. A man was brought to Jesus, a dumb demoniac. When the devil was cast out, the dumb man spoke and the people were amazed. Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel, they said. But the Pharisees said, it is through the prince of devils that he casts out devils. Jesus made a tour through all the towns and villages, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing all kinds of diseases and sicknesses. When he saw the crowds, he felt sorry for them because they were harassed and dejected, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is rich, but the labourers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send labourers to the harvest. The Gospel of the Lord. There's a word which is translated here, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. It's what Jesus does. However, the word is more literally heralding the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom. The Greek word for herald is used here. And it creates a great paradox, a great strangeness about Christ. A herald is a servant of a king, a ruler, perhaps a representative of a community, but he isn't identical with that community, that king, that power. He's someone else. He carries a message. And much of the language which is used in the New Testament led to the misunderstanding, the heresy we call Arianism, where Christ is less than his own father, in effect created by his father, a creation but not co-equal with the father, not truly the Son, not one God. We have three gods, Father, Son, and Spirit, or two gods, rather than one God. It's understandable from one respect that the language of the New Testament inevitably gives the impression of Christ is less than his Father. And here you can see why they would be reluctant to use the word herald. A herald is a servant by nature. But actually, it's also true that Christ is preaching a word which is himself. That's why he's co-equal to the Father, because he teaches the word, but he is the word. That's the paradox that runs through the Gospels. He says that he's a good shepherd. The people are like sheep without a shepherd. That's true, but he's also the Lamb of God. He is a sheep himself, part of his own flock and his humanity. More so in his grace and his sacrifice, because as a Lamb of God, he gives himself up to die for his sheep. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, says Christ elsewhere, but that's not really true in the ordinary world. The sheep die for the shepherd. Christ reverses this. But particularly it's true of the word that he preaches, because the word he preaches is himself and this expression of the Father. Everything that the Father has to say, could say, is said in Christ. He is the expression of his Father and therefore equal to his Father. That's important when we consider what we are to be, because Christ is his own message. He, therefore, in dying, continues to speak to us. By giving his life, he shows what we must be. He's not a herald who is less than the person who sent him. He is the expression of that person, whom we call the Father. And that perfect expression is made in the Holy Spirit, which is important because we too are asked to be labourers in the harvest. we've gone through several metaphors here. We've gone from herald to shepherd to gatherer of the harvest, laborer in the harvest. There again, it's the same thing. Christ, of course, is a laborer in the harvest. We are to share with him as laborers in the harvest. But he is also the harvest. What is gathered is his own, well, how should we put it, flowering of himself, made visible, present, touchable, real in his humanity, which is true of those who serve him. We are to be laborers in the harvest, but we too are to be the fruit. We are to be the harvest itself. We gather and are gathered. We call and are called. We sacrifice ourselves then, as Christ does. We too must be the message. That's why the idea that you could carry out the work of Christ without trying to be like Christ will never work. It will always fail. You cannot be a good servant of God without being good in yourself, totally, completely. We have to be in Christ as Christ. We too have to be willing to sacrifice. We too have to be lambs of God. We too have to be people whose life expresses his truth, not just our words. We have to be the message. We have to be Christ. It's as simple as that, as profound as that, as astonishing as that. Each one of us has to be a little Christ. Each one of us has to be anointed. Each one of us has to share with Christ in all he is and all he will be in our lives. We are the message.